WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. This thick and dangerous blanket of smoke should be gone by Friday. That's according to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. But DNR fire specialist Ron Schneider says the Canadian wildfires could burn all summer.
They have many fires, hundreds of fires, burning in the northern parts of their provinces. And a lot of these fires that are burning are in areas where they can't extinguish the fires, because they're in such remote areas, or they just don't have the staff.
Firefighters from Mexico, Italy, and France are helping the Canadians, but Schneider says the wildfire danger is so high in Wisconsin that crews here need to stay put. President Biden is leading among Wisconsin voters in the latest Marquette University Law School poll. Biden leads Donald Trump 52% to 43%. The Democrats' lead over Republican Ron DeSantis is tighter at 49 to 47. Trump has a razor-thin edge over DeSantis among Wisconsin Republicans, 31% to 30. Poll director Charles Franklin points out the latest survey is just a snapshot of the present time and not a prediction of how things will end up next year. The state budget battle is being waged in the Wisconsin Senate at this hour. Pete Schwabe has more.
It's looking more and more unlikely that the final version of the budget will be passed on time. Republican leaders of both houses tell the Associated Press they don't plan to make any big changes to the version of the budget that passed the Joint Finance Committee last week. It cut $7 billion from Governor Evers' original draft. That's the same amount as the state's record surplus. Cuts include $32 million to defund diversity offices on University of Wisconsin campuses. Governor Tony Evers has said he'll veto the entire budget if the cut stays in. The fiscal year is over at the end of the day Friday. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
The job security for Wisconsin's top elections official is likely in the hands of the courts. That's after the six members of the State Elections Commission deadlocked on Megan Wolf's reappointment vote last night. Chairman Don Millis says he's worried.
Her position could be in jeopardy on a moment's notice. And I don't think that's good for the staff. I don't think it's good for the administration of elections in Wisconsin.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court allowed Fred Prain to stay on the Natural Resources Board for months after his term expired. Commissioner Ann Jacobs says that set a precedent.
Someone's going to sue us. They're going to sue us. And that we'll see how that shakes out. But I feel very confident in our interpretation of the law.
Wolf's term expires at the end of the day Friday. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Here's what you need to know in western Wisconsin. Good afternoon, I'm Jimmy Kuska. It's the worst air quality in over a decade, according to the DNR. An air quality advisory is in effect through noon tomorrow due to wildfire smoke from Canada. The air is currently unhealthy for everyone in most of the state, and when the air quality is this low, the DNR says people should spend less time outdoors, especially children and those with health concerns. It's been rare this summer, but there is a chance of severe weather today here in western Wisconsin. Storms are expected to start from the north and west this afternoon and move mostly east throughout the evening and overnight, with the main risks being hail and high winds. And last night, the Eau Claire City Council voted unanimously to replace the Dewey Street Bridge, which is nearly a century old. The project would come with a $14.2 million price tag. The old bridge will be used until 2026. Additionally, the city plans on creating a TIF district in the old Shopko Plaza area in an effort to spur business development on the southwest side of the city. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
Game 3 of the Brewers versus the Mets. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 3 of a four-game set coming up tonight at Citibank in New York. Last night, the Brewers gave up a string of home runs, losing 7-2 to the struggling Mets. Not a good outing for Brewers starter Julio Teheran. Manager Craig Counsell.
Yeah, I mean, he's had, what start is this? Was it 7 or 6? Seven. Yeah, I mean, he's had 6 wonderful starts. This one didn't go his way, and get back on it and have a good one on Sunday or Monday, whatever day that is.
Tonight, Counsell sends lefty Wade Miley to the mound against the Mets right-hander Cody Senga. We told you about some dissension in the clubhouse after Justin Verlander's comments the other night. So today, the Mets owner, hedge fund investor Steve Cohen, held a press conference.
And it's been incredibly frustrating. Listen, I watch every game. I see what's going on. If you ask me, you know, would I have expected us to be in this position at the beginning of the season, the answer is no.
Manager Buck Showalter asked what his relationship is like with the Mets ownership.
Personally, I wouldn't broadcast that. You know, those are private things. But he's been great.
Brewers and the Mets coming up at 6:10 tonight. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks have another player headed to free agency. Javon Carter, who played in 81 games last season, has declined his $2 million option with the team. The Bucks formally announcing their assistant coaching staff today, confirming former head coach Terry Stotts and interim head coach Joe Prunty, who filled in after Jason Kidd was let go, are a part of Adrian Griffin's new staff. Golf, they're getting ready for the U.S. Seniors Open at Century World in Stevens Point. Round one is tomorrow. David Love III was Wisconsin's Steve Stricker. Madison's Jerry Kelly is there. He says the course, built in 1982, looks ready to go.
This is like such a classic example. Midwest parkland, just we know how to grow grass up here, and it's tall right now. It's going to be a test. They can stretch this thing as long as they have to for us, but it could test just about anybody out there right now.
That's golfer Jerry Kelly. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a whopper of a Wednesday edition. We got our Marquette University Law School polling. We had the fine pollster, Charles Franklin, hour one. Where were you? Where were you people? Dom was here. Ebone was here, lightly screening the calls at 844-967-2789. Well, those of you that lingered a little too long at work, welcome to the party. We're moving on. We're moving on. Dom, what's next?
Oh, Giuliani, man. Giuliani, talking to the man. That's what's next.
Is the disbarred, disgraced former Trump attorney, is he turning rat, Tom? Is
he? I mean, is doesn't he, everybody eventually in Donald Trump's orbit turn rat, whether they actually turn rat or not?
Apparently not Alan Weisselberg. He fell on his sword to the end, Dom, and kept cashing the checks. But since Rudy Giuliani has apparently been working pro bono, makes it a little less palatable to eat all those crap sandwiches.
It's amazing all the people in Trump's orbit who work for free. Well, why would they do that?
Well, Giuliani was doing that to screw over his ex-wife during the divorce proceedings, and also that precipitated the hiring of the mistress to perform sexual duties. Well, that was also, you know, off the books because the divorce.
And now she's suing him. It wasn't the same mistress who, what? He said, hey, if you could bring me some pardons, Trump and I are selling pardons for what? $1 million, $2 million apiece?
Well, $2 million for the pardon, $1 million for each scoundrel.
Ah, okay. Okay. So he'd have to, you know, give her a finder's fee, perhaps.
A finder's fee.
Yeah. So that guy, that Giuliani, according to the New York Times today, was interviewed last week by federal prosecutors investigating Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election.
It was all voluntary. That's what he's telling us. It was voluntary. You know, like what a rat does when he goes and pre-offers a deal to the DOJ and says, I'll turn on the big guy if you just give me a sweetheart deal. And I'd like to keep the mattress, please.
Kind of feels like the end is nigh. The voluntary interview, which took place under what is known as a proffer agreement, was a significant development in the election interference investigation led by Smith, the special counsel, and the latest indication that Mr. Smith and his team are actively seeking witnesses who might cooperate in the case. The session with Giuliani, the people familiar with it said, touched on some of the most important aspects of the special counsel's inquiry into the ways that Trump sought to maintain his grip on power after losing the election to Biden. The appearance was entirely voluntary and conducted in a professional manner, said Ted Goodman, the political advisor to Giuliani. A proffer agreement is an understanding between prosecutors and people who are subjects of criminal investigations that can precede a formal cooperation deal. The subjects agree to provide useful information to the government and sometimes to tell their side of events to stave off potential charges or to avoid testifying under subpoena before a grand jury. In exchange, prosecutors agree not to use those statements against them in future criminal proceedings unless it is determined they were lying. Prosecutors working for Smith asked Giuliani about a plan to create fake slates of pro-Trump electors in key swing states that were actually won by Biden, one for person familiar with the matter said, speaking on the condition of anonymity. They focused specifically on the role played in that effort by John Eastman, another lawyer who advised Trump. So apparently, Smith, very interested in talking with Giuliani about this fraudulent elector scheme, which, what, here in the state of Wisconsin, we're not really getting too much state help on.
And don't forget, John Eastman came to Wisconsin and sat with Speaker of the Assembly, Robin Voss. Was that 20? No, that was 2022.
It was last year.
When they were still seeking to, decertify the outcome of the 2020 election in the state of Wisconsin. You know, if you just get the dominoes started, someone's got to go first, Wisconsin.
Why not you? Giuliani also discussed Sidney Powell. Remember her? She was sanctioned by a judge
for
promoting conspiracy theories and also took part in an Oval Office meeting in December of 2020, during which Trump was presented with a brazen plan opposed by Giuliani to use the military to seize control of voting machines and rerun the election. The person said prosecutors further asked Giuliani about the scene at the Willard Hotel days before the attack on the Capitol. Ooh, the Willard Hotel? Wasn't that like the central planning place for this entire operation? I think it was. And now it's in the sights of Jack Smith. Giuliani and a group of close Trump advisors, among them Eastman, Bannon, and Boris Epstein, gathered at the hotel near the White House to discuss strategies before a violent mob stormed the Capitol on January 6th, disrupting the certification. We know how that story went. The proffer session with Giuliani, elements were of which were reported by CNN, came as Smith's team pressed ahead with its election interference inquiry of Trump, even as it prepares for the former president's trial on separate charges of putting national security secrets at risk and obstructing government efforts to recover classified documents. And on that note, Trump, well, he's got an explanation for everything. Crudy, they weren't classified documents. There was bravado. They were golf course plans. Sure they were.
The attack on Bedminster golf course plans.
Yeah,
he was just bragging to the co-eds, don't you know?
Oh man, what a world we live in.
Dominic, a little bit more from the New York Times. The prosecutors have been bringing witnesses before a grand jury and conducting separate interviews of others as they seek to assemble, let's call it, a fuller picture of the various ways in which Trump and his allies were promoting baseless claims that election had been stolen from him and seeking to reverse the electoral defeat. And the other interesting part I don't hear covered here in the New York Times reporting, and cash and checks.
Yes.
And raising money and grifting on this lie that the election
millions
was stolen
and millions, hundreds of millions, like millions of dollars.
In some cases, they appear to be gauging whether they can elicit useful information without necessarily agreeing to formal cooperation deals. You know, with a weaselly rat like Giuliani, I suspect. That's just my opinion, though. What else? Well, that's most of it. I think you got the heart of it, Dom. Left me with nothing but some Brussels sprouts and scraps here on the plate. Anyways, the bell's tolling. I think the noose is tightening. Because you got to think Mark Meadows has given January 6th testimony. Secret Service agents have given January 6th testimony. Trump's private attorneys, at least in regards to
what happened in Mar-a-Lago with the private docs. They have been compelled to give testimony.
Mike Pence, the only one that hasn't, so Pence, yes.
Other than Melania, I don't know if anyone's not testified against.
I mean, yeah, that's right. So who's left? You know what I'm saying? And Giuliani was kind of dialed into a lot of these things, obviously. So I don't know, like, literally who is left to interview. I mean, if that's the case, we can't think of anybody else, and they've, you know, what about me?
What about Eric Trump?
Bedminster as well. So the DOJ or Jack Smith, they've been all over this case, and it certainly seems like, you know, the list of people they have yet to talk to is pretty short, if not at all.
And they're all probably named Trump or Kushner.
Right.
844-967-2789, the Happier Happy Hour, the Whopper Wednesday edition. Always better with you and tomatoes. I like tomatoes on my Whopper Wednesdays. Mark from the SAC, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, the question I probably got to put to Maggie is that Bob Spindel in an office of trust or profit under the United States? Because that's somebody who would be precluded from being an elector anyway, per Article 2 of the U.S. Constitution, that if you know, indeed he supposedly was a real elector, he shouldn't, if he would be included in that list of office of trust or profit under the United States, he should have been barred from being an elector in the first place.
Mark, I appreciate that you have thoughtfully split the infinitive on this one, but if Wisconsin Elections Commissioner Bob Spindel, who also signed off as a fraudulent Trump elector in a criminally, I would allege, criminal fashion, well, he should be prosecuted and, you know, if conviction merits, perhaps even have his ass thrown in jail. Now, I suspect if anyone's looking for a sweetheart deal, Bob Spindel's been talking about his complicit nature in this false elector scheme since the get-go. Oh, it was Trump's counsel. They told us to do this.
Yes.
And then you did it. You know, what'd your mama always tell you? If someone told you to jump off a bridge, would you do it? Bob Spindel, if it's good for Trump, I would. If Donald Trump asked me to do it, I would. I've got to wonder if any of the Wisconsin fake electors, criminally conspiring fake electors, I wonder if any of them have been offered these sweetheart immunity deals by the Jack Smith, the special counsel. Because I think today, Bob Spindel, A, I'd have a good effing criminal defense attorney, and B, I'd be looking for the Giuliani deal.
Well, also today, Curdy federal prosecutors, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, went down to Georgia and interviewed Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger today. That happened today.
Well, those crimes obviously were committed, the pressuring of the elections officials in Georgia. And Rudy Giuliani, he was right up to his eyeballs in that mess. First, they did it in Arizona. Then he turned his attention to Georgia. And you know that Giuliani, at least if he's half sober for this appearance today, he's going to tell everything his blurry memory can remember. And I remember from the get-go, Don, the origination of the big lie. It was a drunken Giuliani reportedly on election night telling the big guy to go out there and tell him you won. And if you didn't win, it was stolen from you. A drunken Giuliani reportedly was the impetus.
But Trump was laying down that seed corn all year before that happened, man.
Someone had to push a Vita on the balcony.
Someone had to push it. And certainly Giuliani pushed Trump that night. Frankly, we did win this election. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Come back with us, 844-967-2789.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Apple pie, fireworks, parades, red, white, and blue. Civic Media loves 4th of July, and we hope you do too. Would your business benefit from reaching hundreds of thousands of radio listeners? Show your American pride by helping sponsor radio promos, celebrating Independence Day, listing safe fireworks displays, and honoring military veterans. If your business would like to be involved, email your name and phone number to info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows around 63, winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 85. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Slight chance for scattered storms again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 60. Mainly clear skies. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK 1260 AM. Right now, 80.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Get a great FN criminal defense lawyer. You're going to need it.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Phone lines always open for you, our fair audience, at 844-967-2789.
Tom, here on the show, we endeavor to discuss things that you're not necessarily supposed to talk about at the dinner table or with polite company. But this one's even a little queasy for Crudy. But it doesn't stop me from bringing it to your and the audience's
attention. I know where you're going, man. Do we got to go there? There's other things to talk about.
I have often noted in regards to Stormy Daniels, the blonde adult film star who allegedly had sex with Donald Trump and then allegedly got paid to not talk about it out of various accounts. You know, we've heard about this. There's a criminal prosecution going on regarding it. But the one personal note I always made about the Stormy Daniels, she bears a striking resemblance to the president's daughter, Ivanka. You know, they're not spitting images, but there's some resemblance there. It's almost like Trump has a type. Here is what's being reported at the Raw Story Plus. I'll try to make it quick and painless.
It's too late, man.
Former President Donald Trump made sexual comments about his daughter Ivanka that were so lewd, he was rebuked by his chief of staff, former Trump official Miles Taylor, writes in a new book. The comments are used by Taylor to highlight almost daily instances of sexism in the Trump White House. Well, there's a shocker. That were so bad, one senior female official told the writer, "This is not a healthy workplace for women."
Wow, really? There's a, you're right, Crudy. Total shocker. Never could have seen that coming.
It's almost like he'd tick-tack up, and because he's a star, they just let him do it, Dom. You knew who you were working for? You had heard the Access Hollywood tape it dropped before the man was elected. But anyways.
I am a snake. That here, is what I do.
Here's what Taylor writes. Aide said he, the former president, and father thereof, talked about Ivanka Trump's breasts, her backside, and what it might be like to have sex with her. Remarks that once led former chief of staff John Kelly to remind the president that Ivanka was his daughter. You don't think that would need to be something that you had to say aloud to a man because he's making lewd comments about his daughter in the White House. And oh yeah, by the way, she worked there. So really he's talking about his subordinate daughter in a sexually lewd way and had to be chastised by his chief of staff. Afterwards, Kelly retold the story to me in visible disgust. Trump, he said, was a very, very evil man. The details contained in the upcoming book, Blowback, A Warning to Save Democracy from the Next Trump. I think the next Trump, if he could be, would be Ron DeSantis, but I read on. An exclusive interview granted by the author to Newsweek Wednesday. Taylor, a former chief of staff at the Department of Homeland Security, who admitted he was the anonymous guy. He wrote the letter, "I am part of the resistance inside the Trump administration, and there are still quite a few female leaders from the Trump administration who have held their tongues about the unequal treatment they faced in the administration at best, and the absolute naked sexism they experienced with the hands of Donald Trump at worst." He said the undisguised sexism was aimed at everybody from the lowly staff members to cabinet secretaries. Well, he was an equal opportunity offender, at least, Dom. He remembered Kirstjen Nielsen, Trump's former Secretary of Homeland Security, being called sweetie and honey and having her makeup critiqued by the president. Taylor said at one point, Nielsen whispered to him, "Trust me, this is not a healthy workplace for women." One more, and Taylor said senior counselor Kellyanne Conway called Trump a misogynistic bully, a comment that she, of course, denied making when contacted by Newsweek. Okay, one more quote. "He's a pervert. He's difficult to deal with. This is still the same man, and incredibly, we're considering electing him to the presidency again." So anyways, I just point that out. Oh, by the way, the former president has now filed a defamation lawsuit against E. Jean Carroll, the woman who prevailed in the defamation lawsuit against him.
Because what? She said it was rape, and he said, "No, the jury convicted me of sexually being liable for sexual assault." And I heard it described on one of the stations today on cable that it's like making the distinction. Well, you were found to be dumb and she called you stupid. It's kind of the same thing. So good luck with that, Mr. Trump. But what a terrible environment. And is anybody really surprised? And it's just all this comes out now. And people who would continue to work for a man like that in that environment, why would you do that?
Well, she was his daughter. I think she felt obligated. That weird dynamic's been going on her whole life.
Where's she been now, man? She got peeled off the New York case. So where's Ivanka now?
She's hiding out in Miami having play dates. Miami Beach. You know, it's pretty blue down there as long as you get south of Palm Beach.
That's so gross. I mean, what kind of a person do you... I mean, John Kelly. I mean, really, I gotta say, dude, you're talking about your daughter. What is wrong with you? That's your daughter. And I mean, this isn't the White. This isn't the president. This is an administration. And these are the priorities. Damn, Don, that's your daughter, man. You can't talk like that. What's wrong with you?
Did I say that aloud? I was just thinking it in my head, and it must come out. Sometimes it just comes out.
So creeper.
Come back with us, Devil's Advocates. I didn't want to share it, but I felt I must. You know, I want you to fully comprehend the man you're considering re-electing to the presidency of the United States. He's your front runner, even in Wisconsin. Still leading DeSantis. He'll beat Ron DeSantis' ass. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. You can be a part. 844-967-2789.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Authorities in Southern California say 8 people were injured in the Amtrak derailment and collision with a vehicle. It happened in Ventura County. The driver of a water tanker truck was transported to the trauma center. In New York City, Daniel Penny pleaded not guilty to charges in the chokehold death of fellow subway rider Jordan Neely. Defense defense attorneys say Penny was protecting passengers after Neely made verbal threats. ABC's Aaron Katursky is outside court.
Prosecutors made mention that it's the duration of the chokehold that appears to have led to these criminal charges. Even after Penny stopped moving, prosecutors said in a court filing accompanying the indictment, Penny continued that chokehold until it was too late.
Neely's family says he didn't deserve to die and suffered from mental illness. Air quality alerts stretch across 20 states due to smoke from Canadian wildfires. Chicago's air quality among the worst in the world today. The smoke is moving into the Northeast again. This is ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. Good afternoon, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Well, it's a slight chance, but it's been rare this summer to have any chance of severe weather, and we've got that here in Western Wisconsin this afternoon. Storms are expected to start from the north and west this afternoon and then move mostly east throughout the evening and overnight, with the main risks being hail and high winds. The DNR says the air quality in Wisconsin is the worst it's been in over a decade. An air quality advisory is in effect through noon tomorrow due to wildfire smoke from Canada. The air is currently unhealthy for everyone in most of the state, and when the air quality gets this low, the DNR says people should spend less time outdoors, especially children and those with health concerns. The city of Eau Claire is planning on creating a TIF district in the old Shopko Plaza. It's an effort to spur development on the southwest side of the city. Also, the Eau Claire City Council voted unanimously to replace the Dewey Street Bridge downtown, which is nearly a century old. The project would come with a $14.2 million price tag. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Walks has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Walks, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks today, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of Village Hearth buns on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best, and with several varieties to choose from, including unsliced old-fashioned, classic white or wheat, country potato, and mini sliders, the bakers of Village Hearth have the buns your family will love. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, a whopper of a Wednesday edition, I assure you, and we're rolling through it, Tom. Going to the phones very, very soon at 844-967-2789. Here's something I will say. The Fox News morning panelists are... they're tiffing Dom over the soundness of Donald Trump going out there talking about the charges against him. And what's his newest defense? We talked about it briefly. I was lying. It's bravado. This is what, locker room talk?
He's using I would say it was bravado. If you want to know the truth, it was bravado. I was talking and just holding up papers and talking about them, but I had no documents. I didn't have any documents. I just held up a whole pile of, my desk is loaded with papers. I have papers for 25 different things. This is reporting at semaphore.com. At one point, Trump gestured to the seat next to him on the plane where a stack of various papers sat. He grabbed some from the pile, placed it in front of him, moving them around as he spoke and offering up a physical reenactment of what he said was occurring during the audio tape. Did I use the word plans? He said, question mark. What I'm referring to is magazines, newspapers, plans of buildings. I had plans of buildings, you know, building plans. I had plans of a golf course.
Yeah. Is that what it was? Golf course?
Yeah, yeah. Plans? That says these plans, these war plans. So, okay, if we take Donald Trump at his word now, and now how can you possibly do that? Because a man lies constantly. So, was he lying then when he was holding up these papers to the person doing the story on Mark Meadows and his two staffers? Was he lying then, or is he lying now? Because both of these things cannot be true.
Dominic,
he's lying now.
Here's what I will say. A Foxy Friends panel divided against itself cannot stand with the former president. Foxy News host Steve Doocy, that's the blonde one, and Brian Kilmeade, he does talk radio as well. Well, they disagreed on Wednesday about whether former President Donald Trump's team had leaked audio tapes believed to be evidence in the government documents case against him. In a recording obtained by CNN, Trump can be heard discussing documents that might have included an Iran attack plan. And a couple of staffers, one must assume maybe journalists, tittering in the background, right? And his explanation, well, that was just bravado. For his part, Trump has denied sharing national security documents with unauthorized people. He said, he explained, "Look, my desk was loaded up with papers. I just held up a pile of papers," Doocy said of Trump. So the president, former president, at least Doocy draws the distinction. You got to figure if you're his defense attorney, because he had so many, he said so many things about these, and they're about to have a heart attack. And they probably have him have said to him a million times, "Do you really have to talk about that? Because the more you talk, the harder our job is." And then the co-hostess, Ainsley Earhart, bless her heart, says, "Well, he's very transparent. And so his lawyers might not like that, but a lot of Americans do like it." Oh, Ainsley. And then more, Kilmeade suggested special counsel Jack Smith's team had leaked the audio recording. I just find it amazing. Is we never hear from Robert Hur's investigation, Kilmeade said, referring to special counsel investigating classified documents turned over by President Joe Biden. We always hear from Donald Trump's investigation, and just amazing. It always goes to the New York Times and CNN. Well, Doocy actually using his brain here for half a second. Well, maybe Trump's side is leaking. Trump's side is leaking audio? Kilmeade gasp. Why would his side be leaking audio of himself? Maybe they've been leaking a lot of stuff during the entire process, Doocy opined. "I've never heard that," Kilmeade griped. Is he more saddened by the fact they haven't leaked it to him, to Fox News? It would be so obvious if Trump leaked it to Fox News. But after the town hall at CNN, well, he's got new friends. 844-967-2789. Bill from Madison, welcome. Be our friend.
Hey, Bill.
I will stand by my previous statement that Dump is an idiot. And then I will also say, Mr. Dump, why can't it both be true in both instances? He lied then and he's lying now.
I think he was holding something up. I get the impression that he was holding up plans at the time. That's how I see it. So if he was lying then, he was holding up something else, not the plans, to them, as he showed that it wasn't him, it was Million. It was the military-industrial complex, I guess, Bill, that prepared a document for him to show attack plans to Iran.
Now, and they're secret, and they would be exonerating, he claimed. If only they weren't top secret, if only he could use this, he would win in the court of public opinion, apparently, for sure, Z's Bill.
So how can it both be true, Bill? Tell me. Explain that one to me.
Because maybe it was just his receipt from McDonald's. So it was,
but he said it was golf course plans yesterday.
Yeah, so he's lying then. Maybe it wasn't golf course planned. So
he is a prolific liar, Bill. It's hard to really understand, you know, what is truth with this guy.
Come on, Bill had it right the first time. He was lying on both occasions. Bill knows. He was lying in all cases.
He always lies.
Absolutely. Were his lips moving? Did you hear some voice lying on the Lordy tape? He was lying. 844-967-2789. Dick from Madtown. How you doing, Dick?
Hey, Dick.
Good, guys. I got a question. I'm going to throw this out there. Will you please ask James Santel the next time you have him on? You know, his latest tact on this nonsense about they got him verbatim, okay? Everything that he said back and forth with the staffer. And then he comes out and says the next day, oh, they took this out of context. How in the hell do you take something out of context that is there word for word? Can you explain that to me?
Well, he said more words. You know, you can quote someone directly and still take them out of context. If you take one sentence out of the greatest radio show ever, well, Dom may look like a jacknut, but under full context, you would realize Dom is absolutely a jacknut.
Come on, Dick. Of course, they're desperate, man. This does obviously not bode well for Donald Trump.
No.
And to hear it, to hear just how flippant he is with this. And then for these weak excuses, all was just bravado. So, I mean, how you can't believe anything this guy says. I just wonder how the conservatives react to that, man. So you were lying then? Are you lying to me now? Are you lying to the Republicans? Are you lying to mega Trump? Is that what you're doing?
I guarantee he's lying to Melania.
Well, yeah, there is that. But I just don't understand how you – I can't reconcile that. You have it all there on tape, the back and forth. There's nothing been altered. And then, oh, you took this out of context. No.
Well, I would say, Dick, in that regard, it's like Jack Smith hasn't charged him with that particular crime, right, in New Jersey.
Yeah.
If anything, the point that I think Jack Smith is bringing up by articulating the words that Donald Trump says on tape that we've now heard is that at a minimum, Donald Trump understands that these documents were still classified, that these documents were secret, that he should not be showing these documents. If you're going to go to the intent part of all the other stuff, I think that kind of lays into the prosecution of Donald Trump in Florida. There has been, at least not yet, an indictment in New Jersey where this quote-unquote crime actually took place.
Dead. Well, if he didn't like the outcome with Eileen Cannon, couldn't he just level more indictments from New Jersey? And hell, follow those up with some indictments on the January 6th from Washington, D.C.
Right.
And perhaps even Georgia.
Fani Willis comes down to the end of July, beginning of August, and lays down some lumber on the state charges.
Well, and we've known about the 11,780 votes, the smoking gun, the original smoking gun tape. We've known since the get-go the guy was pressuring
election officials. Well, and Raffensperger was interviewed a year ago by Fani Willis, and literally today, by Jack Smith's investigators on the January 6th and all that.
That's encouraging. It feels like they're moving with alacrity after they, waited for a year because they didn't want to come off as political? And, of course, they're still accused of being political anyways.
I know.
We're screwed either way, man.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't. They're going to call you a communist, socialist, Marxist, no matter what you do.
Mostly, that's coming from CJ. Welcome back, CJ.
Hello, CJ.
Hi, Don. Hi, Crudy. You know, do you guys feel guilty, though?
Nope.
Not actually covering today's news?
What news did we miss
covering
today?
Today's, though. Yeah, come on, man. What's the CJ show got on today?
Gary Shapley testified, the IRS whistleblower.
Or complainer, as I've heard him described, because he didn't actually go through the whistleblowing process. If he's a true whistleblower, then you go and you make your complaints internally through the IRS. You say the process is broken. However, if it's your desire to get publicity and, let's say, grind a partisan axe, then you skip the internal process and you go out and you become a public complainer to a Republican House partisan commission. But please continue.
Who describe you as a whistleblower, although you are not, in fact, one. But please go ahead and see.
Whistleblowing is a process.
Well, I just want to be your guys' truth detector, because not only that is a fact, that they're starting the impeachment of Merrick Garland, Attorney General. Thank God. So,
on what crime? What crime or misdemeanor is the Attorney General committed? Which crime has he committed?
Because he stated under oath that Special Counsel Weiss had the ability to prosecute, not the fact. Weiss was stepped over by the prosecutors of Hunter Biden. Remember the big guy?
The U.S. attorney did actually make a plea.
$5 million.
You know, if you're going to truth detect us, man, you got to get some of the facts right. Now, the Trump-appointed U.S. attorney, and I'm not going to say that that means that Trump personally handshaked them and endorsed them. My understanding is perhaps Trump didn't have a personal relationship. That's the case in most presidencies. Most U.S. attorneys don't have a prior relationship with a New York businessman, unless, you know, they had him in a court of law. But anyway, CJ, the supposed whistleblower didn't actually go through any of the whistleblowing process. He is a partisan complainer with an axe to grind, which diminishes your statement in the first place. Now, above and beyond that, I'm less clear that the U.S. attorney who was appointed under Trump, whether or not they had that personal Goomba thing going on or not, but he's the one that made the plea agreement with Hunter Biden. And the complainer guy said, well, they wouldn't let me issue subpoenas that I wanted to issue. But there was an ongoing criminal investigation that led to convictions of sorts, guilty pleas. And you don't have to like it, CJ, but, you know, if you were on the receiving end of that prosecution that Hunter Biden got, I bet you'd feel like it was robust. 844.
I do want to, CJ, since you are our Republican troll, and we do appreciate that. I mean, hell, you are the 2022 D-bag of the year for a reason, CJ. So let me ask you one question. If you could address it directly, I would appreciate it. We've seen the indictment of Donald Trump, and now we've heard the recording of Donald Trump flippantly, you know, flashing around Iran attack plans. CJ, do you think that is wrong?
I haven't heard all the evidence, Dom.
All right.
So you hear the guy on audio tape, and that's not cementing enough, because what, they took him out of context?
It was a two-minute clip, man. It's hard to take 2 minutes out of context.
But I hear one partisan in a Republican-led committee hearing. And
that's enough all you need. Hell, Senator Ron Johnson said you have to infer the guilt, Crudy. You got to infer the guilt, but CJ hasn't seen enough. We'll see what happens. There's more to come. It's just bravado, CJ. Don't worry about it.
You know, telling the truth makes for a soft pillow, man. I sleep great at night.
You're
come
right.
Back. More yeah. Devils.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, FOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's FOGO. 608-949-8989.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Matinere.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 63, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 85, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 60, mainly clear skies. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM, right now 80.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Hey, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, our last segment of the day. But stick around, Miggy Dawn, the Miggy Dawn Show, coming up at 6 o'clock. You can join right now, 844-967-2789.
And Tom, let's not forget to tell the people we've got a shiny new Civic Media app. And if you text, and it's a one-touch feature, if you text us, we get the text in real time. So here are some of the better and worst absent text from today, Dom. The Trump administration was as watertight as a sieve. Why would we expect anything different now? I'll put that down as a solid take. Here's a little better one. When Steve Ducey lays down some wisdom, you know, on the Foxy News, it's called dropping a Ducey.
Yeah. That well, one's done. Pretty good. Well done.
That Green one's Bay, pretty Wisconsin. Good. Here's another one coming from the WAUK, coming from the Shaw, Dom. You notice CJ looking for truth for his fantasy? I wanted Ebone to play like some old Billy Idol, flesh for fantasy. In this case, that'd be Ivanka in her dad's eye.
Oh, it's terrible. Ah, gross, man. It's so gross.
844
creeping after his daughter. John Kelly had to admonish him for that. I mean, wow, dude.
844-967-2789. Kevin from the Mad Town. Welcome, Kevin. What do you got for us?
Hi, Kevin.
Well, I got two things. Number one, Trudy calls Dom my little buddy. Now, what TV program used that same phrase, little buddy?
I know the answer.
Hang on. It's Gilligan's Island, man.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I'm the skipper and you're Gilligan.
And Maggie calls me little buddy too. I get a lot of that, Kevin.
Well, that's good. We know we're going to call you Gilligan from now on. Hey, you know, bad CJ, he needs to kind of get with a program with some other Republicans. And I've already said this before, and I'm going to say it again. CJ, I hate to tell you this, and maybe you already know, you're done. And my father-in-law, who's related to L.A. Tom, is a Republican. And after Colin Powell had died, I had called him, we were talking about Colin Powell, and he says, if Colin Powell would have ran against Obama in 2008, he would have probably beat Obama. I'm like, yeah, you're probably right. He would have made a pretty good president, too, he said. And I said, you know what, you're right. And he says, I don't like Biden either, but I don't know why these Republicans are so hell-bent on Trump. I hope he doesn't run again in 2024. And he thinks also that if Biden would have ran against Hillary, if Biden would have ran against Trump instead of Hillary, that he would have won back then. And I'm like, I'm not so sure about that. But you got Republicans that don't even like Trump, and CJ still likes him. Are you drinking the Kool-Aid, dude? Is somebody paying you to say this stuff, or what's the deal?
I believe it's heartfelt, Kevin. And I always envision Dom as an earlier Bob Denver character, not Gilligan on Gilligan's Island so much as, you know, the beatnik guy from Dobie Gillis.
Come on, man. Gilligan made that show. Thanks for the call, Kevin. 844-967-2789. Catherine from Madison, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Catherine.
Hi, guys. I have a serious grievance. I was going to save it for Friday, but I don't understand how the people that manage these records could get away with this long, because those records could have been copied. For all we know, Vladimir Putin might have a whole file cabinet of copies, yep, of everything that he took out.
Yes.
And so when he left the White House and they knew they were missing, it should have been a major red flag, and it should have been over day one.
But Catherine, and I think we're under the presumption that every piece of paper in any administration is accounted for. Let's not forget, Mike Pence had documents. Joe Biden had documents.
Yes.
I think it's easy, mm-hmm, to bring documents within the cache of many, many documents. Some are, mm-hmm, classified. Obviously, I've never worked in the top secret world. I've never been a top executive in the government, but there's enough track record here. I'm starting to believe a lot of people do this. They're guilty of this. But the question is what, mm-hmm, do you do after you're contacted? You know what I mean? If you ever went,
exactly,
home and I accidentally picked up Dom's cell phone, I get a call and it's Dom's wife. Oh, you got his cell phone. Yeah, but I'm not giving it back. It's, mm-hmm, mine. I declared it mine. You know, that's the difference.
Yeah.
It's the conduct after it was brought to his attention, the obstruction of justice, the showing it to various reporters and other hanger-ons and sycophants. That's where the Espionage Act, you know, the charges come from.
It's the level of the documents, too, because they knew that there was some super secret. I think a lot of the things, like Hillary's thing, had one little C on it that meant it was classified in some corner, but it, you know, it was a pretty minor thing. I mean, if he does have the Iran, you know, plans for our attack or so, this is some serious stuff that's out there. And not just one thing. He's got, you know, I mean, I couldn't believe how many boxes he had. I mean, that's,
yeah,
just,
no.
I don't.
Well, he had a formal bathroom full of classified documents, it seemed,
yeah,
Catherine.
In the bathroom, in, yeah, the tub behind the shower curtain stacked to the ceiling, Catherine. And you, yeah, you bring up the point that I think a lot of people are very concerned on and really hasn't been addressed. What did he do with it? Did he give any away? Did he sell any? How do we know? When will we know? Will we ever know, Catherine? Those are the big questions.
You know, there's another residence at Bedminster Golf Club in New Jersey that has not yet been raided by the FBI. And we hear, you know, this meeting, we played the audio tape yesterday, the newest smoking gun that's so smoky, it's got Midwestern air all across the nation, people choking. Well, that was actually an interview that was held in New Jersey. And there could be other indictments coming down in Jersey. That's the only point. A lot of the stuff that happened with the classified documents, Jersey, Bedminster, 844-967-2789. Southern Wisconsin represent. Rico from Rock County. How you doing, man?
Hey, Rico.
Hey, doing good. I got a great contest for the greatest radio show ever. What you could do, since charges are still imminent here in Wisconsin, we need to vote on who's going to be the first rat to jump ship here in Wisconsin. Who's going to be the first?
Bob Spindell.
I'll throw in a case of Bud Light, okay?
You can keep the Bud Light. It's not a boycott, Spindell, so much as bad beer, Rico. But
no, listen. I appreciate it, Rico. But here, if we're going to throw it out there, who is the first beer Wisconsinite to flip? Andrew Hitt, man, he's an attorney, right? He was the head of the Wisconsin Republican GOP for a while. He was also one of the false
subpoenaed under the J6 committee. He was subpoenaed to testify, and also under the intrigue of locked building, we subpoenaed the Devil's Advocates. We were under, you know, civil forfeiture investigation. We subpoenaed Andrew Hitt.
That will not stand.
His lawyer asked us, please don't. We got bigger fish to fry. So do you. Stick around. Maggie Dawn is next. Then the Empowered Caregivers. Then Rick Smith right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Devils, you love us best, though. We'll be back tomorrow.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media? Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin, they can help your business get the word out. Whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle, call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Dom's or Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.